Do you know what ZIP and ZIP code stands for?
Zone Improvement Plan, I think.
How did you know that?
I know weird, stupid stuff.
I don't
stuff
even know why I just asked that question.
That
because
doesn't
you
help.
Are full
it doesn't help all at all. Yeah.
Okay, so I had no idea. I just took the zip code for whatever it meant. I've always just called it a zip code, never right questioned it because it's just part of, you know, your address.
A lot of acronyms, people don't realize they're acronyms.
So Zone Improvement Plan was created in 1963.
I thought it was older.
To help mail carriers deliver mail more efficiently so that they could zip along their routes.
Oh, here's another funny thing. I think, and I'm not 100%, I think that they started issuing them on the East Coast and then went west because I'm not positive, but I believe the numbers get larger the farther west you go in the United States. For example, ours here in central Kentucky are all in the 42,000 range.
Okay, mine in Florida growing up, 33511.
Uh-huh. Okay, but mine in Oklahoma was 74937.
Okay, and Kansas starts with 66.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense, though.
I think the further west you go.
I've never paid attention to it. Never paid attention to, like, where and when and whatever. I just took them for what they were, zip codes.
I do know that that's how some – there had to have been some sort of method to it.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's other rules that apply for things like that. Like, most radio stations and television stations on the east half of the United States, east of the Mississippi River, start with a W.
And on the west, they start with a K.
But there are those weird few anomalies that predated that rule, and mm-hmm. they got to keep their old calls. Also, like WQXE were four letters. There are a few that predated that rule by the FCC, and they got to keep their three-letter call signs. There's one on TV right now, WGN. Chicago, that TV station, that's so old they only have ever had three letters.
Very interesting.
Zip codes, call letters, it's all government stuff.
Learn something new every day.
Wonder when the extended zip code started happening, where you had the dash and the four extra numbers?
Hmm.
Now that's an interesting thing, too.
And you don't know that.
That I have no clue about.